Took our second trip, I believe it was in May, finally. We were in Pearl Harbor. Now, that ship was white with a big red cross on it, you know, and lots of lights, so nobody would shoot it. Well, they began to think the Japanese wouldn't pay any attention to that. They didn't want a big target running around on the ocean. They painted the ship gray, just the same as the battleships. All the ships were painted gray. And that's when we left, and we didn't get back for a year. We were gone out in the Pacific for a solid year. And we would, I think the first really, well, we did a lot of patient traveling and things like that, but the one battle that kind of stands out in my mind is Iwo Jima. Because we were there on the day of the invasion, called D-Day. And what they did, they would have us anchored off of the shore. Maybe it might have been like a mile or something like that, a ways away. So we were in a sort of a zone of safety, in a sense. And here comes this big transport ship full of Marines. And they are getting off these ropes alongside this big transport. And they are coming down, and they're getting into these smaller little boats. They're landing craft. And the landing craft then taking these Marines into the island. And Iwo Jima was a real mean island. It had volcanic rock and a mountain called Suribachi, as you recall that maybe. Maybe you have seen a picture of these four Marines.
Yeah.
Well, they're at the top of this Suribachi. And they had, the Japanese had made caves, you know, in this mountain. And they our men were just sitting targets, you know, for them.
Right.
And they lost so many people were killed on that island. It was very bad. And the wounds we had had that gray lava dirt in them, had to be cleaned out. The people that are the unsung heroes, maybe the Marines too, of course, you know, they did the real hard work.
Right.
But they have something called Fleet Marine. It's a pharmacist mate who's trained to go along with the Marines and do this very, very first aid.
Oh.
You know, he carries along a certain amount of whatever it is.
Uh-huh.
And he treats these people as they fall, as they get injured. And they get put back on these little landing craft and brought to our ship. And so that was, we did that, I don't know how many times, maybe three times, and to take, you know, these people back.
To hospitals?
To Guam.
To Guam.
Yeah, we went to Guam. And then they would get further treatment and then maybe sent on to the United States somewhere or another. Maybe to Pearl Harbor, had a big hospital in Pearl Harbor as well.
So you say you did three times, you mean three from Iwo Jima to Guam?
Yeah, I think. I think about that. It seems to me like it. And then there were other ships, you know, doing the same thing.
Right.
They would come in and we would go and so on.
So there was always
at least
one ship there.
Steady hospital going on, yeah, to treat these poor people.
Mm.
And it would be.
Now that's awful. I imagine there were some terrible sights.
Really? Really? Blind? I don't know. I'm all choked up. Think about it. They would be blind. They're getting drunk. Would you like a Coke?
Do you have a
Iwo Jima? We did that, but we had terrible injuries, of course, and you just feel bad for those poor darn Marines, mostly Marines, but there were some others, and they were very good-natured, and I remember things they used to joke among themselves, and let's see, one sick Marine, what was it, the 10,000 gobs. Put down their swabs to fight one sick Marine. They would fight like that between them. And, but they seemed to me like they had wonderful humor.